Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome back to the Final Inspection Show, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, along with our friends at David Hobbs Honda, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It is Cooper McNeil, driver of a really good-looking Ferrari that's racing this weekend up at Road America. Cooper, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
So tell us about your car. It's a Ferrari. I get lost here in the numbers. And it's not a 458, but it's what number is it?
So it's a 488 GT3 car.
And it's a pretty hot-looking car. When you tell people you race cars, I know you've run into this, especially if you're at an establishment that serves adult beverages. They go, "Oh, you race NASCAR, don't you?" But do you kind of get them to go, well, here, let me show you the car I race. Here's this Ferrari 488 GT. Does that kind of change them over and like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the really key things about the WeatherTech Sports Car Championship is the diversity within the series, having, I believe, 8 or 9 makes in just one class, in the GTD class alone. So you have all of these different cars: Lamborghinis, Porsches, BMWs, Ferraris, Audis, Mercedes, Acuras, all sorts of different race cars that people can relate to. They see, you know, similar versions of these types of cars on the street, and also the brand name, of course, and they can relate to them, which gains interest, which is really, really special. Instead of prototypes, where people don't ever see prototypes on the street, so they're very hard to relate to. But they see a Ferrari and they go, "Hey, you know, that's cool. Racing a Ferrari is pretty darn cool." And definitely lucky to be able to compete in such a special championship.
Sure.
And in such a special car. So it's pretty amazing.
And we had Tony Vilander on the show last year, and one of our best interviews. In fact, we did a best of show at the end of the season. We actually put him on there because he was so informative, walking us through the cars and the series and everything. And, of course, he's a TV guy. He does F1 in his native country. But tell us your relationship with Tony and how that's progressed.
Yeah, so Tony and I met midway through last year, but him and I have become great friends, and we get along super well. Great camaraderie. We work well as teammates together. We both fit in the same seat, and
that's a plus.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, Tony and I are having a good time.
And now he's been racing for a long time. You've been racing for a while too. But when you guys do your debriefings and that, when it comes to car setups and that kind of stuff, how does that work out between you two?
Yeah, Tony's been around for a long time. He's won Le Mans twice in a Ferrari and other championships in Ferraris. And I mean, the guy can drive. So I've got a lot to learn from him. And so I've just wanted to be open and basically a sponge, trying to learn as much as I can from him because of his wealth of knowledge, and especially with a 488 chassis. So as far as the setup goes, I mean, him and I really like similar setups as far as the race car goes. And so it's pretty streamlined as far as the debriefs go when we discuss setup and what to do and what direction to take and what the car is doing and when it's doing it and that kind of thing. So it's been, we've clicked really well, and it's working okay.
We're talking with Cooper McNeil on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, who will be participating in the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship from Road America for the Road Racing Showcase that will be happening. It started on Thursday, continues today through tomorrow at Road America.
Now, Cooper, being from Hinsdale, Illinois, you're kind of a local kid, albeit south of the good border there. Does that make you a Bears fan?
Absolutely, that sure does.
All right, well, if you ever decide to follow NFL teams, we'll recommend the Green Bay Packers for you. So if you ever move up to professional football, feel free to cheer for the Packers. So what about baseball? Are you Cubs or that horrible team on the south side down there?
I'm actually wearing a blue hat right now as we speak.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well.
So is my partner, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm from down there as well. So they call us Fibs up here, which is a term of endearment. I can't tell you what the acronym stands for, or I get kicked off the radio. What?
So if you're from down here, you're a Packers fan. How does that work?
Well, I say I was born with an extra brain cell. I've been a Packer fan my whole life. I'm a season ticket holder. So
we'll see how this season goes. It's right around the corner. We'll let that speak for itself.
Well, good luck with Mitch Trubisky. I can't root for him because he's a ski, but he's SKY, where all the good ones are SKI. So good luck with him. I'll stick with Aaron Rodgers. Now, when you're driving around, what are you listening to? What kind of music do you like?
I listen to a lot of old school music. I don't really listen to too much new stuff, to be honest with you. A lot of old school rock and roll. A little bit of old school country, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, that kind of thing. And then a little bit of old school hip hop when rhyming was actually an art. And basically a lot of old stuff.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah,
old school rap. Nothing wrong with that. Question for you. Final question before we go because of the short show today. How many brats are you going to be able to eat this weekend?
Oh, boy. How many brats am I going to be able to eat? Yeah. Or how many brats do I want to eat this weekend?
That's both. Yeah, I guess you could do both.
Yeah, I might have one or two, but, they're not really good race car food.
Right. Maybe after the race.
Yeah, definitely after the race. There you go.
All right. Well, Cooper, we certainly appreciate you taking the time out. Give our best to Tony, and best of luck this weekend up at Road America.
Will do. Thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.
That was Cooper McNeil joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Make sure you check them out. The IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship for Road America can be watched live today on NBC Sports app. And then later on, make sure you check out NBC Sports Network for all that good stuff. And, of course, the race tomorrow, Road America, the Road Racing Championship Showcase. Looking forward to that and heading up there after the show here.
It's going to be a hell of a race.
We'll be
sure.
Back after this on the Final Inspection Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.